Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Do you believe insurance companies overcharge you? Do you believe that you pay enough monthly and you should not have to pay a deductible when the coverage is needed? Unfortunately, deductibles are real, and we at We Pay All Your Deductibles offer you a warranty for about 1.5% monthly of the cost of your deductible to pay your deductible when you need it. We give back 25% back every 2 years if the time never arises. Sign up for our warranty, and you will have one up on the high cost of insurance on your cars, homes, motorcycles, cell phones, and boats. We pay all your deductibles.
Thank you. Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on Bashani Radio and iHeartRadio iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City, where you can listen to the Jazz Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device, the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. You can connect with us on social media at LADYZHE on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or find us on the internet at www.LadyZHE.com. Thank you so much for listening in today. My next guest is a major stakeholder in the world of music and podcasting. Her name is Dr. Akilah Faye. She sings and she also hosts Grown Folks Talking Live show. She's a spoken word artist and an internationally recognized educator. So good morning, good day. How are you, Dr. Faye?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. So I wanted my listeners to be introduced to you. And so we have a lot of things we can talk about. So I want to know more about your singing career. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started?
Definitely. I'm one of those interesting cases, but I think a lot of people could relate. When we're young, it's always said that if you want to see who an adult's going to be, go back to their childhood. Or if you want to figure out when you got lost, go back to what you did the most in your youth that made you happy. And it'll bring about that joy and that balance that you're looking for and seeking in your life. So I started singing when I was, like, publicly, when I was six. Started off in my church singing, and then in different plays at my school, and then for family gatherings. And my family would really find great joy. So it's kind of like you're on the spot. It's like, oh, you know this baby can sing. Go ahead, sing something for us, right? And then that expounded into piano lessons and then modeling and TV. So from that, I started doing it more on a regular basis with singing and songwriting, because I was doing poetry as well and still do. And as an adult now, what I do is songograms for people. So say you have an event or an occasion, people can book me to simply call wherever you are. It's like, here goes the number, here goes the person, here goes the event. And bam, they get to get a song. Or they'll book me for like different events now, like weddings, birthday parties, live, like live events. Now I go perform there. And I have a LP out called Eclectic Vibes. That's available on SoundCloud, I believe. And I deal with a lot of artists. Like, I incorporate music into everything. I think music is a very healing element in life. It's a very relaxing element in life. And it allows people to connect with not just, like, oh, that's a good beat, da 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 da. That's kind of what people think. Like, oh, I like the beat, I like the words. But really, it's talking to your soul and allowing you to reconnect with yourself while reconnecting with others, in order to bring about a certain emotion or feeling or vibe.
Wow. So I definitely can concur with you. I definitely believe and understand the transformative power of music. Have you been able to incorporate music into other aspects of what you do?
Oh, yes. Music is a part of everything. When I do the mindfulness classes or the meditation classes or the de-stress classes for CEOs and corporations, mm-hmm. music is always a part. So whether it's me having you make like a sound or singing something or playing music. And then also in my podcast, incorporating music into that, because it's all about relaxation. So I have other artists to submit music and play that on there as well.
So how have you seen music be healing to people? Because I think a lot of people see music as a source of entertainment. Mm-hmm. And maybe some see it as a form of education. I know from my background, it's also vehicle of worship. So how can music be healing?
Well, let's think about, you know, everyday people are like, oh my God, I'm on automatic pilot. Oh my goodness, I forgot about this. Oh my, this is happening. So stress, and more stress, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're mm-hmm. in the car, you're on YouTube. Now all of a sudden you hear, thinking the faster that I go, the faster that I will reach my goals. The race is not given to the swift, but to the one who endureth. And you listen to those words, like, hold up.
Right.
I need to slow down. And then that's what she says mm-hmm. in the hook, over and over, like a meditation. She's like, slow down, baby, you're moving too fast. You got your hands in the air with your feet on the gas.
Yeah, that's NDRE.
Yeah.
I was like, I know that song.
Exactly.
Yeah, the more you sang it, I was like, okay, I remember. Okay, NDRE. Yeah, that's a great record. That's a great record. Yeah, so how are you using music in your educational endeavors?
When I teach, we do a lot of things with movement. And so mm-hmm. a lot of percussion type instruments.
Oh, okay,
The drums and things and getting them to like beat on the table or right. using your body as a drum, but really getting people mm-hmm. to actually realize how easy it is to create a rhythm or a melody using your own body and then blending that mm-hmm. as a technique for allowing you to actively meditate, meaning actively allow your mind to disconnect from everything that's happening around you in order mm-hmm. to really appreciate the authentic you and the abilities that you have that you may not have even realized you have. Because when somebody's like, oh my God, I can
elaborate
my chest, they're like, oh, I didn't know that. And it kind of triggers like, dang, I wonder what else I could do that I never tried that I thought was silly or simple, but it's actually very mm-hmm. helpful and not as hard as I was thinking. So that's the connection. Mm-hmm.
So I have a question mm-hmm. about authenticity. You said that, you know, music allows people to be their authentic selves. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that, on music as a vehicle for authenticity?
Oh, yes, definitely. Think about when people are in their car or their showers, right? Or they're cooking, mm-hmm. just regular activities, and they got some music on. They may or may not right. be a professional singer. They may or may not have a great voice. Some people have a great voice and never share it. Some people have a horrible voice as far as it's not pleasing to everyone else, but God loves it and they love uh-huh. it and it's fun, right? And in that right. moment, they free themselves. When they free themselves, they're able to not identify with a lot of the stereotypes or expectations they have. Because it's like, oh man, right. I like this song. Even if I don't know all the words, they'll make up some words or they'll make up a hum to do it or they'll just start dancing and moving around. They may not have done yoga, but they might dance and their body is still getting that circulation. They realize like, oh man, this is me. I like tapping my feet. I like hearing this type of beat. Man, I make people smile with this. Oh wow, my back doesn't have to hurt. Oh wow, you know what? I'm really into creating my own lyrics or creating a picture after doing this, or I cook better when I do this. I'm more productive when I have this music around. And it mm-hmm. takes away the pressure of trying to be something and allows them to just be and do what they need in that space.
Right.
So like, yeah, you know, pressure, you know?
Yeah. You know, this whole, you know, this word authenticity, being authentic, I've been hearing those phrases a lot for the past few years as I've been pursuing my entrepreneurial endeavors. And I think our listeners probably would want to know, you know, what are three tips that you have for really transforming your life, you know, having more peace and really getting and being your authentic self?
One would be learning how to sit still. Not like sit still and meditate, but sit still with yourself. A lot of times when we're by ourselves, we're very uncomfortable, most people. They have to have something going on. They have to have somebody around them. They have to be mm-hmm. doing something that's not like per se them, like, oh, I got to be in front of my laptop. I have to be, you know, taking care of the kids. But like, no, you really have to sit down and just be with yourself sometimes. Literally, like all the time, because you're always with you anyway. So give yourself the same attention you give your best friend.
Right.
You know, that's one.
That's powerful. That's powerful. That's powerful. So sitting still with yourself. Yeah, you know, I have to tell you that I deeply enjoy those times when I'm sitting with myself, and I can definitely tell you as a mom of a toddler, I struggle to get that alone time sometimes. But yeah, I definitely see the value of that. I get so much done when I just sit with myself. I'm able to be really creative and problem solve. And yeah, absolutely. So what would be two other insights that you can share with our listeners?
Number two is recognize that you're not being authentic, meaning you're not being who you really are and what you know you're supposed to be doing. Because innately, you have signals in your body that let you know if you're not being true to you. You might get headaches every time you go around certain people. You might get back aches every time you do or don't do a particular activity. Your little toe might start hurting every time you have a particular thought. You know what I'm saying? And those are signals like, hey, you off balance. You off balance. I need to be real with you right now. You're not being you. You being what you think you're supposed to be, instead of being who you're supposed to be and who you are. Because being is being. You know? Being doesn't take effort. What takes effort is trying to be something else, but it takes courage to be you.
So how were you able to get that space to be still and also, you know, commit yourself to, you know, improving your time with yourself?
Since I grew up on a farm. So all
you grew
my
up
life,
on a farm.
Yeah, I grew up on a farm. So all of my life I had to be with myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I spent time outside a lot. You know, you going out here feeding hogs, you by yourself. You with the hogs, but you got to walk down to where the hog pen is. You come home, you got to rake the yard up or, you know, pick weeds and things like that. You're with yourself in the you're feeding the chickens. You with yourself and you thinking to yourself about little things because the chickens ain't really bothering you. And then because the farm, I would spend a lot of time outside sitting underneath the tree reading a book or laying on the grass and staring up at the clouds. It was just a very peaceful type of upbringing. You get what I mean? Like, it as a child, being with me was fun. And I remember one day, my dad, my parents lived separate. So I grew up with my grandparents on the farm with my mom. But my dad's house, he still had a nice size yard. And one day I went outside and there were no children. I said, I'm bored. And I was about maybe 8 years old or so. He said, if you bored, that means you boring. I said, what? He said, yeah, you either boring or you're sleepy. Make a choice. And I said, well, I'm not boring. I'm a very exciting person. He said, okay, well, then go outside and stop being bored. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And that sounds like something my dad would say. My dad and your dad would get along.
Well, they love each other. Them little phrases where you'd be like, okay, I got to think about it. Okay, you go, no, let me go out here and just create something. Let me go out here and play with my voice. And that goes back to the singing, right? You going outside, you're like, I'm just going to scream, or I'm just make up a song. Or I remember they were playing this one on the record, so I'm going to sing this one. My dad had an 8-track too, so it was like, I'm going to sing B.B. King right now. You know, it was just like, just start entertaining myself and enjoying myself. And be like, wow, I didn't know I could hit that note. Or wow, I didn't know I could rap. You know, that's really what started happening. Because I'm like, okay, I'm with me. I started dancing. I'm like, oh, snap, what? I'm fly.
So what I'm hearing you say is being alone helps you to cultivate your gifts as well.
Yes. Because you have no outside influence, right? Other than you and the creator.
Right.
There's nothing else there to say, stop that, or do you think you should do that? Or why you doing like that? You get to go, do your practice, do your whatever without all that chatter.
Right, right. You know? Well, thank you so much, Dr. Akila Fay. I just want to let our listeners know that you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on Bashani Radio and iHeartRadio and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City, where you can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z. Follow us on social media at LADYZHE for more information about our guests and more music and everything else. So what was your inspiration, Dr. Akila Fay, for starting your podcast, Grown Folks Talking Live? What was the blueprint or the catalyst for you stepping out onto the podcast platform?
I've been doing podcasts for about 5 years now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And before that I did television. So I had a television show as well. And I've always been on other people's podcasts and television shows and radio shows. So entertainment and media is just something that I naturally enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, it just, those podcasts, TV shows and things started merging. And then as I developed my speaking platform and the education platforms differently, I wanted to merge everything in such a way where people could get the educational tools, they could get the motivation tools, they could get the relaxation tools, and also a spurse of spirituality and really old school conversations. So it's called Grown Folks Talking because back in the day, people used to have conversations. It wasn't, only got 3 minutes right now. Oh, okay. Is it important? Are you dying? Like, yo, really? Like, we're so disconnected as human beings from the whole human experience that we have become the robots, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so Grown Folks Talking Live is an opportunity to truly engage in real, authentic adult convos that's like, hey, you know what? Going through divorce. Let's talk about how that divorce is impacting you. Let's talk about what we can do to get through that. Oh, man, I'm confused about my business. Okay, cool. Let's not go into a coaching session. Let's have a conversation like we would back in the day. Oh, man, I'm grieving. Mm-hmm. Somebody passed away. Let's talk about how this grief is impacting and how to overcome it. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
versus
dismissing
it and saying you need a therapist or, oh, I ain't got time for you. Go read a book, you know?
Right. So, Dr. Akila Fay, before the break, I had asked you a question. What are your 3 tips for being authentic or living a more authentic life? And you gave us 2 tips. You said to be still with yourself and to recognize that you aren't being authentic. So those were the first 2 tips that you gave us. What would be a third tip that you would give our listeners for being authentic?
To go to my website and check out my YouTube channel and look at the videos there that will help you explore more in depth different strategies, techniques, and concepts that will really help you evolve, which is ACQ.
Okay, what's your website?
FAYE. So ACQUILLAFAYE.com. When you go on that site, as soon as you go on there, you're going to see the ocean, and the ocean is moving. So as you explore the site, you're already going into a whole nother world. That vacation that you're looking for that you couldn't get to, you could just sit there and stare at the site and watch the waves come in and out over the ocean shore with a beautiful sunset coloring. You see what I'm saying? Just that.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll also see links to Akila Fay TV, where there's about 50, 60 videos on there, ranging anywhere from 2 minutes to an hour and 30 minutes that go into different techniques and strategies that you can use in your daily life that are really simple and easy to implement. And a lot of people are like, why didn't I think about that? And it's like, that's not your gift. That's not your ability. And that wasn't what you were supposed to do. And each of us have different roles that we play in the world to create the whole body, right? And so when we get out of comparing, like, why I need to go here? Why is she saying go there? Because that's the gift, right? And then we're able to give our gift and we dispel the spell of comparing ourselves, which stops us from being authentic. We start removing judgment, which stops us from being authentic. And we start to open up to possibilities, which increases our ability to relate to ourselves and know ourselves. So that's acquillafaye.com.
Okay, that's awesome. So I'm looking forward to visiting that website and learning more. So again, you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on the Bashani Radio and iHeartRadio Network. And I'm just really happy that you've had this chance, Dr. Akilafaye, to be here. So I have a question for you. How did you become a transformation expert and integrate music into your coaching and your website and your offerings and everything? How did that come about?
Well, one, thank you for having me on this show too. And I know people are getting great value from what you're providing them with, allowing mm-hmm. the understanding of the importance of music while also introducing them to a plethora of individuals who reflect the glory that you are in yourself. So I appreciate you allowing me to be on here and be a reflection with you to impact all of your listeners. The way that happens, different than the first question. I would say the way that it's incorporated now. Can you ask me that again? I want to make sure.
Yeah,
I wanted to know
how did you become a transformation expert, and what made you incorporate music and movement into what you're doing as well?
Okay, awesome. So becoming a transformation expert, a transformation expert first is a guide, not so much as a coach, meaning that helping people to go into and remove blocks that hinder them from their success by helping them explore themselves versus just going through strategies to achieve a goal. Because different people are at different places, right? And being an expert at transformation, I've had to shift and overcome a lot of different barriers, as people would see them as barriers. I saw them as blessings and training since I was four. And it started off like just going through different things, like being violated physically, going through homelessness, dealing with friends who were being prostituted, teaching in urban schools where murders were happening, and just seeing all these different aspects of society, and then also mm-hmm. experiencing a lot of these negative things. But it never deterred me from continuing to move forward in life. Always learned how to recognize my feelings, acknowledge my feelings. It's like, yo, I'm not okay right now. You know, people say, how you doing? And you're really not okay. But you'll be like, oh, I'm fine, girl. It's like, what? God is good, living in glory all the time. Yes, getting blessings. But inside, you're like, this is some bullshit. And I'm just ready to choke out of somebody. And if somebody looks out my face, like, you be in a whole nother space. Or you be like, man, I'm just crying all the time, but I can't tell you. Why can't you? Who's telling you that you can't be honest with yourself? Because when they ask you, they're really asking you to be honest with yourself. Now, if they don't want to hear it, they don't want to receive it, that's on them and that's their choice. But when you lie to yourself because you think you're shielding somebody, you're really hurting yourself more. So I learned early on to just be honest about my feelings and my expression. And again, in that, I always sung music. I always danced. I always liked making music on the keyboard, on the drums. I'd make my own instruments, pots and pans while people cooking. Just, I had the freedom to be me. And I was always told to be me. I was always told I'm number one. I was always told I'm beautiful, but not more beautiful than the next person. I'm intelligent, but not more intelligent than the next person. My grandparents really instilled some strong values along with my parents. And when you have a foundation like that, and then you go through situations like rapes and kidnappings and things like that personally, yeah, it kind of messes with you, but it doesn't stop you. And you understand how to shift from that. You get what I mean? To still go to school, to still be a good parent, to still start a business, to write books, to help other people write books, to be an educator, help other people overcome and see how beautiful and wonderful and powerful they are. A lot of people talk about transformation but they don't actually give you the tools to transform. They give you the motivation. Like, you can do it. You're fabulous. Da 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 da. And then when you leave, you pumped up, but you're like, hold up, what am I supposed to do? Or people give you so much info, but you're not inspired by it. And so what I do is actually use the music and the movement, the interaction, to relax people, to free people, to help people. I think the most powerful moment with it was when people will call me and they have somebody who's sick, right? And maybe the person hasn't been eating or they've been depressed, right? And they'll say, well, you sing one of the songs you wrote. And when I sing the song, I get a call within anywhere from 15 minutes, if not in that moment, to the next day. And they're like, wow, they lit back up. They're eating again. They're motivated again. So that's just one of the gifts that God placed in me. You see what I'm saying? So all I'm doing is using my gift.
So I have two questions before we in the interview. I want to know, how do you think homelessness has shaped you? And when is your album coming out so we all can enjoy that transformation that you just alluded to?
The new one's going to be out before the end of the year. So you just have to keep a lookout, check out the website, and follow me on social media. Everything's my name. And you'll see that.
AkilaFaye.com.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
AkilaFaye.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great.
And so that's the one about the album. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then your second question was?
About homelessness. How do you think homelessness has shaped your whole approach to transformation?
Oh, girl, it built my determination. It allowed me to be humble. Like, humble in the sense of, a lot of times as an adult, you're so strong that you don't ask for help, or you only ask for help when you think help is okay to be asked for. But you won't ask for help necessarily when it's needed.
Right.
And so it helped me to get past that block, right? It helped me to be comfortable crying in front of people. And I have a son who's 9, and he's my reflection. And so now my son actually started his own business. And he's actually looking for sponsors, which is so cool. He comes up with his own business plan. We have business meetings. And he's starting a program to help homeless children be happy while they're homeless. And he's going to actually be doing the workshops himself and the trainings himself to help them understand how to create certain things from recyclables to not be sad. But they said sometimes your parents get in situations they can't help. And as a kid, we don't understand. But when we can be creative, it helps us to be happy. And I think the most major impact for me is supporting him in developing that business and expanding his business and getting those
incredible
outlets.
That's incredible that your son is really following your example. Well, you've been listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady V, with my very special guest, the singer, the educator, the podcast radio personality, Dr. Akila Faye. You can follow her online at AkilaFaye.com. And again, you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady V on the Shawnee Radio and iHeartRadio and iTunes. The Shawnee Radio, always talking about everything from New York City, where you can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady V on any mobile phone or tablet device, the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady V, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. Connect with us online at ladyzhe.com and Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ladyzhe. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Visit Qsurance.com. Are you paying too much for flood insurance? Paying on a FEMA insurance policy that is through the roof? Call Qsurance Group at 866-QUE-2121. That's 866-783-2121. Or go to their website, Qsurance.com. That's Q-U-E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E, Qsurance.com, and get your flood insurance quotes straight to the point. They have access to multiple private market flood carriers to make sure you get the lowest price. Are you in a non-participating coastal barrier or COBRA community? No elevation certificate? Not a problem. Call Qsurance Group at 866-QUE-2121. Licensed in New Jersey, Virginia, South Carolina, Wisconsin, and Texas. You can also compare your home, auto, and business insurance at www.qsurance.com. It's free, so why not let them help you save money today? Call 866-QUE-2121.
763-783-2121 or go to QSurance.com now.
stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verkay Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.